Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Chase. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi. I'm very annoyed, so I'm not going to pick it out on you, but I'll tell you what's going on. My name is Mary Ann Keller, and I have purchased your product before. And I had so many boxes. They kept sending me boxes and sending me boxes that I didn't order, that I called up and said, stop sending it until I call you, tell you if I need it. They sent it to me anyway. I got a box with three of them. Then I got another box 2 days later. Now I just got another box with two more. I think I must have 8 boxes of this stuff. And I do not want any more until I have used everything that I have. I cannot afford $80 every 2 months or whatever it is, how often they bill me. The first time I got an extra amount, I think it cost me like $98. And then like a few days later, I get another box. They charged me $79 for that one. Now they sent me another box, and they sent me another $79. I mean, this is crazy. I no matter how many times I call and tell them to stop it, they keep doing it.
Okay, all right. Well, I definitely do apologize there for that inconvenience.
No, I know. It's not your fault. I just don't know how to get it through to them, you know, to stop sending these automatic shipments.
Right, yes, ma'am. Okay, let's see if we can locate the orders there for you. I use your number here. I see we have, looks like, one account that is active for a 2 month supply of the Omax Ultra Pure.
Right.
Let me see.
I only have one account. You said I have 2 accounts?
Well, it looks like you may have placed an online order at one time.
I did place an online order. That was the first one. And I got extra because I got a deal or something. I can't remember. It was so long ago. After I got that, then I did they shipped me some more, and I called and said, please don't send me any more until I call you. I said, cancel everything, you know. And I even have a number of the cancellation and everything. So, and then they turned around and sent it to me anyway. First I got a big box, and then I got a smaller box with a couple in, and now I got a couple more, and, you know, it's just getting crazy now. And it keeps coming out of my account, my checking account, and, you know, I've spent a whole lot of money on this stuff in the last couple of months.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I see. I do see. Looks like your last order there was October, and then the one most recent would be 12/6 order date. That's the one that you just received there. There was one before that too.
The one I got was like a few days apart. There was a big order that was before the October one, I think.
Yes, the original starter one I see is in July.
Okay.
We have July, then it went to October, and then December. That's the only 3 orders I see for you, which each of those, you know, would have been the...
Okay. Well, I mean, I have the number when I canceled it. I have a cancellation number and everything. I believe that was in October I canceled it. So, anyhow, what do I do?
Okay, yeah, no problem there. So, it's scheduled right now. It's still on the 2 month subscription, so it doesn't look like it's been canceled. But we have the next shipment would be scheduled for February the 4th. Do you want to pause the shipments or just completely cancel that subscription for now?
Yeah, well, if I cancel the subscription, when I need them again and I order it again, are they going to do the same thing with the automatic shipments all the time? Or can I just get it until I call them? Or do I have to get this automatic shipment all the time?
Well, no, ma'am, you can place the one-time orders either through the phone with us or online on the site there. You can place one-time orders without it being a subscription. It's just usually you do get a better deal if you do the subscription. You know, it's a cheaper price overall.
Mm-hmm. But if I do the deal, then that's the automatic one, right?
Right.
Automatically. Okay. Well, you know what? Just cancel it for now, and then I'm just going to have to start all over again when I need it, which won't be for a while.
Right, yes, ma'am. Well, I was going to suggest that if you did want to do the pause there, I can, because the price right now is $79.99 for you. I could take that down to the $48.99.
What do you mean, for this order or the which one are you talking about? The next order or this one?
Yes, it would be all your future orders, but like I said, we can set that for, you know, any time in the future. It doesn't have to be anytime soon.
Oh, okay, but they've already taken out the 79 for this one, right? So
yes, for the one that's already been delivered, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can I hold the order for 4 months instead of two and still get it for 48?
Sure, yes, ma'am. Yeah, like I said, we can put the pause on there for whatever date works best for you.
Yeah, because I might be needing it by then. I don't remember. I think I have like 7 or 8 boxes, so it's going to be a while. But the I do like taking them. So, okay, so put a pause on the order until, April?
April, okay, April. It was February the 4th, so you want to go with April the 4th?
Yeah, that's fine.
Keep it on the 4th, okay. We'll do that there.
And that'll be for $48.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, do I need any other information? Because in case they charge me $79 again.
I'm changing it here manually in the system here, so there, you know, it's not going to be
so there will be no question about it.
Right, yes.
Okay. All righty, thanks a lot for your help. I appreciate it.
Sure, no problem. Do you have any other questions for me?
No, I don't. You have a wonderful holiday.
Absolutely, you too. Thank you for calling GoMax. Have a great night. Goodbye.